What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody? And
this is
Just Get Comics,
the Beef Corner by Kirk.
We don't do a makeshift intro. We can do this. I can put that on there.
I know. I just want to do it anyway.
Oh, okay. It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Our intro does make you feel good.
It really does.
Hey, guys. What's up, y'all? This is Just Be TV. My boy, Big Skit. Oh, yeah. We do that. Yeah.
And this is
Just Skit Comics
Radio.
Radio, yes. Our podcast. Yes, podcast.
Right, that's right. We're not professionals. We don't get paid for this shit.
Yeah.
By the way, I meant to ask you, is our podcast like unedited? Do I have to put boops in there or something or cut it out when I say things like shit? Because Wolverine said go fuck yourself when when Professor X and Magneto came for him.
He did say that. But you know, I don't know. I mean, what type of audience are we really trying to get here?
I don't know exactly what type of audience that we're trying to get. We're just kind of talking to everybody. Because that's the thing. The name of our channel, our stuff, us, we call ourselves Just Get Comics. We don't talk about just comics. We talk about
movies.
But lately, all of our movies, I guess, have come from comics.
Kirk, yeah.
Is manga considered a comic? Or is
it
like...
It's a comic for... Japanese.
Right, but it's a comic and it's right. Read back to front, not front right. to back. I hate that, by the way. Yeah. That's stupid. That makes me feel like Chinese people are backwards. See, that is mean and kind of racist to say.
I was about to say that. Yeah, it's kind of racist because it's like, you know, to us it's backwards because we're American. You know, American from America. Because
we're America.
Hashtag America, bald eagle.
Wow.
I can picture me saying like America and just...
Are you wearing your uniform when you say it?
Yes, I am wearing my uniform. I'm saluting, and you see like the big American flag behind me, and you see the eagle just flying by.
Why do you
by.
Get the actual eagle flying over?
Because
you?
It's America, America.
Wow,
it's America.
You know what's? You know, I'm gonna tell you what's really messed up.
What
is that? I actually pictured it.
hey, for those out there, hey, it's a great scene. Wait till you see my face; it's freaking awesome. Wow.
Do you have what I'm curious about is when you're doing it, do you have like, are you smiling?
No.
Or are you like just a serious, and they can't see my gestures that I'm doing, but you can. So that's what matters. Are you like just serious and standing there all?
No. It's, I mean, yes, it's a serious face. Cause you know, I'm a former Marine, you know, so I gotta keep it real. You know?
Former?
No, I am a Marine.
My bad.
Once a Marine, always
got you.
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Always
a Marine.
I, however, am a reforming fat ass. That one, you can always be a fat ass, or you can sometimes not be a fat ass. You know, because Cookie Monster came out with that, and he was, you know, Cookie sometimes. He's no longer Cookie. It's Cookie Monster. He goes Cookie sometimes.
Why are you talking down about yourself, though?
I mean, I'm not talking down about myself. I said I'm a reformed fat ass. Well, a reforming fat ass.
Oh, okay. Well,
like I have this image that I saved, which is this guy. It's like he's in shape, waist up, but like he's fat from the belly button down. But it shows him right, and he's like got a chisel and a hammer, and he's doing that. He's chiseling away the fat.
Oh, really? That's what you pictured?
That's me.
Did you actually see that picture, or you actually imagine that in your mind? Oh,
no,
you actually
have
that picture?
But I'm going to share it when I get a little bit slimmer.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just not at that point yet.
The actual picture, somebody
It's not like a real person. It's just like, you
know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's like, it's like this. So that was, it looks like the Statue of David up top and Professor Clump down below, just without a shirt.
So this is out of your original imagination, or is this something you saw?
No, this is just something I saw, and that's what I, you know, when I was doing like the T25.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
Yeah. You know, I was
chiseling.
You know, I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, I did that T25. No, hey, man. I really did. I did the T25. I did it for 2 weeks. And, dude, like, I know it's only 25 minutes, but hot damn. Dude, like, that is no joke.
Especially the yoga part, man.
Yeah, bump that.
Hey, man.
Bump that.
Hey, man, my girl likes the yoga.
I'm good on yoga, man.
She been talking to me about, you know what? Let's just discuss some things. So, let's just get back into this. All right, so look, check this out. Today here on Just Get Comics, we're going to kind of go off the cuff, so we're going to just pull a few
Just Get Comics podcast
here and there. A little bit of everywhere, I guess you can say.
We're gonna try to stay around comics, but, you know.
We're going to try.
We're really going to try, but we're going off the cuff right now.
Off the cuff.
Right now. What are you doing?
Well, I'm gonna pull up this list here that I sent you because this is a thing. Some things that I think that we should talk about. So I'm gonna take this, go from this list, and we're just gonna start off with the Batman versus Superman trailer because of your stupid little feelings about it.
Hold on. Before we
you
get
and Blurred.
Hold on. Before we get into all that, there's been a lot of trailers coming out in the past, like
so many
week,
trailers,
man. So we're gonna try to get through all of them. Most of them. Because we got about a few minutes.
Yeah, we still got a night job. We don't have a day job. We got night jobs.
And we're doing this on our break right now. But anyways, we're going to get in.
Tell them that we're on the break.
Hey, man, keep it real, though. We got to keep it real with the fans, man.
What time do we? 3:30, right?
It's 4.
It's 4. So we should do this.
It's 4:07.
Look,
so let's
go right to it. The best trailer out there, Batman versus Superman.
I'm going to have to disagree.
And I don't care if you disagree. That's my opinion.
But we'll start there, though. We'll start at Batman v Superman.
Fine. So, You feel, and they can't see that I have paper towels right here because I'm like trying not to hit you over the head with them right now. But like, because I bust the heck out of you right now over your head, you know, especially, and this is paper towels, this isn't a paper towel roll.
Stop the violence. But,
so you feel like, you know, that, like that, who was that Blurred guy? You feel that they showed the entire movie in that and everything else is filler. You know what? I understand that you like Dragon Ball Z, but this ain't Dragon Ball Z.
Okay, here's
this ain't Dragon Ball Z.
Here's don't get me wrong. I'm gonna go see the movie. I really am. I'm gonna buy my ticket. I'm gonna go see the movie, and I'm probably gonna go see it in IMAX, most likely.
Of course,
I really am.
Why wouldn't you?
But here's my thing, though. I don't like these days how the trailer for a lot of movies that's coming out, they're showing too much. Let me be surprised. Let me be surprised about what's going on. I don't want to see everything that's going on. You know what? I would have been straight with the trailer they put out. The trailer they put out at Comic-Con. I would have been straight with that.
Right.
And the trailer and like the 50-second trailer they put out on TV where Superman comes down and everything. Batman's tied up. I would have been straight with that. But then it brought this whole 3-minute trailer out. You know what I feel like they did? You know why they did it?
Why?
You know why they did it?
Why?
Because Marvel Civil War trailer.
No, wait, hold on.
That is the only. Why would they put a trailer out right now? Why would they put a second trailer out for what?
A second trailer.
For what?
So that's your problem.
No. Not a second one. Actually, a third one. Because they put the first one out at Comic-Con, and then they put.
Wasn't a commercial. That was like a teaser.
And then they put the second one out. And then they put the second one out, which is like, that was a teaser, the 52nd one. And then they put this one out. They didn't need to.
Wait a minute. The second one, you're talking about the one we did a reaction on? That was 2 minutes.
No. Okay. Okay, the very first thing was a teaser.
That wasn't actually released until after.
Okay, then you have the teaser when he's staring at Superman, and Superman's in the clouds, and he has the bat signal.
The Comic-Con release.
Okay, that one. Then you have the other one that they shown at the San Diego Comic-Con.
Right.
The big one. They got everybody was like the one that we did.
Yeah, that we loved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then it had the third one was like a little mini teaser. It was like 50 seconds of Superman coming down, Batman tied up, taking off the mask, looking at him.
Oh!
That one, right?
I wouldn't even like call that a trailer. That was just like a scene.
It's like a teaser.
That was a scene.
It's a little teaser, though.
It's a teaser. All right, fine. Okay.
And then
second teaser.
And then it had
two teasers, two trailers.
And then it had this one that basically summed up all three of those trailers/teasers in there, plus the new stuff. It's like, yo, like,
I don't remember seeing.
We don't need that.
I don't remember seeing the part where he walked in that new trailer and pulled off his mask.
I mean, they didn't show that part, but they showed.
Didn't sum it up.
They showed. They pretty much showed that part. Him coming.
Technically speaking, they did not sum it up.
Him coming down.
But they keep showing that because that's an awesome part. Superman landing hardcore like that.
I get that, but it's like, yo, like, and I hate to say this, a lot of people may not like this, and I know you probably not. I know you're not gonna like. People gonna agree with me on this, but I think you may not like it. Take a page for what Marvel is doing. I'm sorry, but they just have to in this sense.
In regards to what?
Why? Okay, think about this. Civil War. Did you not enjoy that trailer? You did, right?
Yeah.
Everybody did, right? Okay, but they didn't show, like I already told you earlier, they didn't show, like, you know who's in the movie.
Upset because they didn't show Spider-Man?
No, I'm not upset. What is that? I'm not upset about that. What I'm saying is that...
felt the bad guy was the gym and they shouldn't have showed it?
No.
Let me say it. Okay. I'm listening and titting.
I'm happy with everything they did in the Civil War trailer. They didn't show me everything, but they showed enough to keep me interested.
I feel like you're Marvel-wise.
With Batman v Superman, I feel like they showed too much. I was already interested. You don't need to show that much. Just like that's what I'm saying. They came out with all this stuff. Why show this trailer now? You know why? Because you know why? Star Wars is about to come out. And you know what else? Marvel just came out with their trailer. And you know what else? X-Men just came out with their trailer. And you know what else? Ninja Turtles just came out with their trailer. And you know what else?
You know what else?
Independence just came out with their trailer. They just came out with their trailer.
So you know, Will Smith wasn't in it.
Batman v Superman was like, yo, we need to get this out before. I was like, yo, we get it. You're doing too much, man. Dude,
that second trailer was already planned. All right, let me tell you something about the second trailer. Let me tell you something about the second trailer. The second trailer didn't show much. It didn't show much
different. Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute. Hey, I'll let you finish, Blurred.
Why are you calling me Blurred?
I don't know, because I think it's funny.
It's weird.
Black nerd. It's a Blurred.
No.
You ever heard Blurred?
No.
You didn't watch Scrubs.
No, I didn't. Carry on.
Man, the only black guy in there, Donald Faison, he's a good guy. Like, mm-hmm. I really like Scrubs. Anyway. And you know what? Consequently, I don't know if I said that right. Consequently, since we're talking about Scrubs real quick, I want to discuss my dislike of Aziz Ansari.
Of who?
Aziz Ansari.
Why you don't like him?
I hate Aziz Ansari.
He's actually a funny guy.
Maybe he is, but he is not.
What? Maybe he is, but he is not.
I like Aziz.
No, but get to your point. Okay, Grant, I'm still going to see the movie, though. I'm still going to see it. Okay. I'm still excited about it.
But my point is, basically, that they didn't show much of... Like, they showed a couple new scenes here and there. They showed us more Lex. Still got to hear more of him talking in the background, which I don't know how I feel about that, but that's neither here nor there. Everybody knows how I feel about feelings with Lex. But see, I'm trying to give him the benefit of doubt and hope that this Lex will be different in some kind of way other than just being this criminal mastermind who's slightly psychotic.
Psychotic is a three-syllable word. That people who aren't like smart enough to understand or something like that.
I don't know. So anyway. dude, and then on top of that, I'd like to point out that the one thing, all they did, will show who the main villain is going to be after they are done fighting. And I will tell you this much. What that right there makes me believe that exactly what I told you before, they're going to Amazing Spider-Man us. And for those of you who don't know what Amazing Spider-Man
is. Go ahead and tell them.
The Dawn of Justice, that part that everybody loves, that you got little tinglies in your lower regions when you saw it.
I thought you
Wonder Woman.
I thought she was with you.
No, actually, I thought she was with you.
That part right there
is going to be at the end of the movie. Because technically speaking, that is the Dawn of Justice.
See, in that right there.
Because the movie's called Batman vs. Superman. Not Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman are Justice versus Wraith. And it is not Doomsday.
Yeah.
It is not Doomsday. Whoever is listening to this, listen to me, all right? And when I'm telling you it is not Doomsday, I'm tired of being in all of these groups all over the place. And do you show Doomsday? That doesn't look like Doomsday.
Because it's not Doomsday. It's not fucking Doomsday. That's why it doesn't look like him. Because it's not Doomsday.
His name is Wraith.
Is it Wraith or just or like it's Wrath but spelled?
No,
weird.
There's an I in it. It's W R A I T H. Wraith. His name is unknown. He's affiliated with the United States Army. Basically, what they're doing is they're taking a character from before, because this says this is like 1938.
Mm-hmm.
If you go and you can look at his little his Wikipedia thing. Or
basically,
whatever.
They took Zod and basically just genetically enhanced him to a certain degree.
Yep.
That's all they basically did. Zod's dead, but they mutated that dude. They mutated him to make him Wraith/Wrath.
Yeah, or whatever it's called. So, you know, I mean, we're not perfect on pronouncing these names. Yeah. Nobody is. But regardless, it's Wraith. It's not Doomsday. Everybody knows it's not Doomsday because Superman has his own movie coming. However, let's play devil's advocate and say that it is Doomsday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how great would that be?
I don't think it would.
To segue at the end of the movie, boom, they're standing there. Dun, 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 dun. Dawn of Justice, right? Right? Turns out that the movie that's going to pick up would be Man of Steel Part 2. Okay? Because you know that's on its way.
But then that would mean wait, Batman and Wonder Woman.
No, wait. And let me finish. This is a big fight. Boom. It starts that way, right? Those three are standing there. They're going to get taken out because neither one of them are as strong as Superman. Superman's the only one. Not sane. Just calm down. I see that look. I understand that. We know the new 52 Wonder Woman, and we'll discuss that later. But we're saying that Superman at that time right there is stronger than both of them. All right? He takes on Doomsday, and after all of this, right, the false god and all that, you get to find out that he is a man because him and Doomsday kill each other. You see what I'm saying? During the fight. And basically, like, the Man of Steel movie is like, it's not, what if they went with the direction where the first part of the movie is them fighting, I'm on hardcore destroying shit fighting, right? And then they die, and I'm doing quotation signs, die, right? Doomsday's gone, boom, done, in, right?
Mm-hmm.
But where's Superman? Superman's nowhere to be found. So, you know, we're kind of following people around, and all of a sudden, there's Clark. Clark's alive. But Clark's starting to have an issue. Clark doesn't know if he wants to be Superman anymore. So maybe he just lets Superman stay away for a little while. But you know what? See, you can't do that because then Superman's not in the picture. Unless, because of all the blood from the crime scene, Lex Luthor clones Superman, and now Superman, the fake Superman, is going around doing all that stuff. Maybe we get to see him beat him up with some kryptonite gauntlets. You know, he's got an explosive planted in his brain. He does the eye thing, get it out. Next thing you know, Clark's like, screw this. I need to come back or something. You know, you feel me, right? Do you understand the possibilities?
Okay,
I'm a little excited thinking about
it. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to need you to take that story, the whole story, repeat it again, and throw it in the trash.
Wow. All right. Obviously, you don't like my story.
I didn't like that story. And here, let me start from the beginning, from where you started off. The reason why I didn't like that story, that the Dawn of Justice, that Batman v Superman would end with that scene.
That just sucks.
With that scene,
that sucks.
That already, if that were to happen, I'm done with DC. I'm not supporting their movies anymore.
Why? You gonna be that mad?
I'm not supporting their movies anymore. Lying. I am down.
I feel like
as soon as
Doctor Strange comes out, you'd be like,
Doctor Strange is a Marvel.
I'm sorry, you're right. I feel like as soon as Batman's actual movie come out, because you know he's gonna get his own.
No, I'm gonna be done with him.
You'd be like, man, whatever.
I'm gonna be done with him.
I'll be a new man in a year. You'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna see it.
Yeah, here's the thing. I'm going to see it, but I'm not going to the movies to see it.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm gonna be done if they do it like that. I'm done. That's it.
I hope they do it like that.
I'm off DC.
I hope they do it like that.
I would do everything in my power to put everywhere, don't go see these movies.
Wow, bro.
Do not go see these movies.
Wow, bro. No. All because they didn't do it until the end? They did exactly what they should have, because why would justice be right there? Dawn of Justice.
No.
And justice never sleeps, my friend.
No. I don't like the fact that that's Doomsday. I'm going to be upset. If they do it to the, save it to the end, I'm going to be more upset. If they break it off, like, okay, next thing we're going to go to the Man of Steel movie, and you're just going to X out Batman and Wonder Woman.
He's not X'ing out. He's not going to kill them.
They're going to be gone.
No, not at all. They're going to be there. He's just short work.
Yeah, see, no. I'm going to be done. I was like, you know what? Get this out of here.
Definitely short work on Bats.
You know what? Get this out of here.
I don't think Bats has ever gone up against
a dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying the same thing to you. You know what? They take that movie, make it again, throw it in the trash.
Okay, but can I ask you this?
Yes.
But the original movie is okay. The original movie. Because you said they're going to make that movie again and throw it in the trash. So, I mean, there's still a movie out there.
No, they're going to make that movie again and throw both of them in the trash.
Oh, now they're going to. Now you're just wasting film. Now you're just wasting film. And you know what? I never thought of you as a wasteful person.
here's my thing, though. I'm still going to go to see the movie, but I just really felt that they just showed too much. Like, okay, I understand. I just didn't like they showed too much. They should have just kept it. They should have just kept it the way it was. Like Marvel did with Civil War. Like, it was awesome the way they did it. They showed enough to keep us interested. Okay, they showed the obvious beef between Captain America and Iron Man. They showed Bucky. They showed Captain America basically rekindling his friendship with Bucky and everything. They showed the side. They showed that Hawkeye. Captain America, Bucky, Falcon, Scarlet Witch, and they didn't really show Ant-Man because he's small. So
he was on Cap's shoulder.
Yeah, he's on Cap's shoulder. They didn't really show him. Then you know who's
the that's real talk. Ant-Man is on Cap's shoulder at the part where they're standing on the helicarrier,
right,
looking at each other,
right.
And John Travolta's standing there between them, trying to figure out what their problem is.
You said John Travolta?
Oh, you probably haven't seen that part. Okay, so moving on.
And it's like, okay, you know that it's Iron Man, you know it's Black Widow, you know it's War Machine or Iron Patriot. But no, in this movie, I saw War Machine because Lieutenant Rhodes is on the ground in a War Machine, in a War Machine outfit, and then you got Black Panther.
I feel like they ruined that because it looked like Rhodey was half past dead.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's a big one. Oh, maybe it was because he was black. No one cared. They figured, oh, okay.
We got another
black guy. We can grab Rhodey so we can get the other black guy.
Exactly.
We can bring it up. You can't work it out. But then
you got Black Panther on the side. That right there, that's a gem in itself. That's just like, hey, we got Black Panther. Black Panther, yes. But we all know. Here's the thing. We all know who's in this movie. And you know what Marvel's going to do? They're going to keep it away from us. And it's good. It's good, even though you're probably going to see it for maybe, 2 minutes at the most?
We didn't see Aquaman. I like the point. We didn't see Aquaman.
That is true. And I would have been so upset if they showed even a glimpse of that dude. Wait till the fucking movie. I'm sorry.
I got him! I knew it was going to happen. I knew talking about this was going to get him. That's right.
I'm sorry. It's just that this trailer makes me so upset. Like, I was happy with every other trailer but this one.
Hey, man, dude, you are being harsh, bro.
I'm so happy. Like, dude,
real talk, man. Dude, you have accepted Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne and Batman.
Have we not all accepted him as Bruce Wayne and Batman?
Of course they have. And the reason being is the same reason I told you. Because Ben Affleck did his damn research. He watched Batman the Animated Series, which is why his character so close, out of all the Bruce Waynes, his character so closely resembles that of the Animated Series Bruce Wayne. It is ridiculous. Seriously, that is the one that he resembles the most. I don't know which one Alfred resembles the most, but that one... That Bruce Wayne dude, the smirk, the way he talks, down to Clark.
Well, he just he has the look. Batman is tall. He's Ben Affleck is 6'4", mm-hmm. And he has the bat chin. I mean, he has the chin of
that
a superhero.
That is the most glorious chin this side of fucking Avengers. I'm serious. Thor, Chris Hemsworth. No. Don't even have a chin that'll match his.
Okay, let's pump the brakes.
No, you're telling me Thor's chin is better.
No homo. But Thor, that's.
I'm not saying that he's not an attractive gentleman.
I'm not saying that either.
I'm just simply saying that if they got in a chin fight, The only one that would come out on top of that would be Ben Affleck.
But you got to think,
they cover up
Thor's chin with his beard, so you really can't see. You really can't see his chin.
Let me tell you something. A real chin would show through.
Not really.
Yeah, man. Look, let me tell you. Okay, because Ben's cleft is so deep, you can see it through his beard.
But he's Bruce Wayne, so it has to be like that. He's Bruce Wayne, the millionaire, playboy, philanthropist who speaks a dozen languages, knows 127 fighting styles.
127, that's really specific.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah. Well, and you know, not only does he know them, he mastered them.
He did. Mastered every single one of them. And you know what, dude? I'm telling you, the only chin that can beat him is Crimson Chin, homie. I'm telling you. And even, I feel like he would have a problem. Because the Crimson Chin at heart is a bitch.
You know what?
I said it. I think Powdered Toast Man can get in his ass.
Wow.
That's right. Powdered Toast Man.
Wow. We only got a few minutes left. But anyways, okay. I want to get to the point that I am excited about the movie. I didn't like that trailer. I didn't like it. I don't care. I just didn't like it. But I'm excited about the movie. And here's the reason why I'm excited about the movie.
Ben Affleck.
And he's the reason I'm about to say, because
Henry Cavill's thighs.
No.
Because, I mean, they were huge.
No.
They were, though.
No.
They were. You said it in our reaction trailer.
They were. But anyways. Yeah. But anyways.
What's the third?
like you was telling me that I guess that the whole fight between Batman and Superman takes place, I guess, a few years after the whole Zod incident.
It's a year.
A year after that. So Bruce Wayne has been mad for Earth.
He's been planning this.
And been planning this for a year.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Hold on.
All y'all Superman fanboys and fans, y'all should be a little scared Y'all should be a little scared a little bit. Oh, yeah. Here's another thing. Stop getting upset because, Superman, he can end it at any time. And this is a bat suit. If freaking Iron Man can make a suit to fight the Hulk, why in the hell can Batman, Bruce Wayne, make a suit to fight Superman? I'm just saying, he had a year.
The Hulk's not as fast as Superman. But I'd like to point out
that... Y'all can't see me pointing, but he got a point.
I would like to point out that Bruce said it himself. Clark is a decent person at heart.
Yeah.
Bruce went there to kill Superman. He didn't go there... And you notice how I'm saying Bruce?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm calling him Superman?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, that's who he is. I'm telling them who... I'm giving who they really are. So Bruce went there to kill Superman.
No. Bruce is actually Batman.
He became Batman.
At this point,
originally he was Bruce.
I get that.
Superman was never Clark.
I get that. But at this point, right here, he's Batman.
He is.
He's been Batman for 20 years.
Yes, at that point.
Yeah, he's Batman.
But I'm still calling him Bruce. His mama named him Bruce. I'm gonna name him Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
His mama did not name him Clark.
His mama did.
Oh man. So are Bruce's.
Oh.
I forgot my point. I forgot where I was going with that.
You know, we only got a few minutes left. But yeah, we're going to do another podcast and we're going to talk about the Civil War and all these different trailers, though. But
make sure you stay tuned for that. Our podcasts are also going to be available on our channel at Just Get Comics.
No, they're not.
No? Yeah, they are. They are.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to talk about this offline.
We're going to do both.
Oh, man.
Yeah, look at that.
No, we're gonna talk about this more offline.
I don't understand why you don't want it there too. That's where it should be. We can do a little slideshow, get everybody all interested, mm-mm, show them the pictures.
Mm-mm.
I'm gonna do it.
We're gonna talk about this offline.
It's going on the podcast.
we hope you guys enjoyed it. We're gonna talk more about this.
Seriously.
We're not gonna apologize again so animated because we really love comics, and we literally love that the comics are becoming movies now.
Seriously, this is a great time.
Like, I am literally
a geek, a nerd, whatever it is that you want to call it. It's just such a great time.
I'm gonna have to agree with this meme that I saw that I told my boy Big Skit that I get all the nerds out there are praying that they don't die within the next 10 years.
You ain't lying, man.
Because it is so many.
I could definitely say at least within the next two. Because I know a bunch of good movies coming out.
All I know is I'm waiting on the new Spider-Man coming out. The Cyborg movie coming out. Oh, man. The Inhumans.
Cyborg is what I'm really looking forward to. Cyborg and Inhumans, believe it or not. I'm really looking forward to those two. And
I'm looking forward to Flash, because Flash is my dude. Do y'all watch the show? Flash is getting so real. Wally West on deck. That's all I'm going to say.
How did I do it?
Wally West
on deck. How did I do it? So check this out. Oh, we're going to get out of here, but I'm going to tell you this quick story. So, so I'm sitting there, dude. I'm watching Flash, and the end comes. Spoiler alert. Wally West comes to the door and is like, oh, you know. My mom said that you were my dad. You know, and I'm sitting there, and that door opens, and when it goes to black and you see Flash go across the screen, I immediately shoot my hands into the air, and I shout, yes! And I did the middle finger to a small child, because it was just awesome. I don't know. Hey, look, Stone Cold Steve Austin taught us that it's okay to flip children off.
I remember when you told me the story, I was picturing, you know, the child going, ah. But anyways, y'all, anyways, we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. I'm Just BTV.
I'm Big Skit.
And this is Just Skit Comics. We out.